Obama. He said that he would be replacing Jackson with a 19th century African-American abolitionist famous for the Underground Railroad. During last year's campaign, now President Trump praised Jackson, the nation's seventh president. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 1st of September on Labor Day weekend. Is this great? Labor Day weekend. Named after Josiah Labor. What? Why is everybody looking at me like this? It's not Josiah Labor's birthday. This is not what it is. Jared, you're shaking your head.
If it is,
no, man.
I was unaware of that.
Josiah Labor. That's why we're, you know, he was famous because he organized workers, and on this day he said we should all work hard together to make build a better country, and this is why we have Labor Day.
Well, I feel kind of stupid now. I always thought it was because people are laboring, or you know, laborers.
Or maybe this is the beginning of the real beginning of the school year, and you start laboring at school. Could I be wrong? 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Jared. Jared, what's the weather like here, buddy?
The weather is hot.
Weather's horrible. Come on, just say it. The weather, Carl, is horrible.
It is horrible. There's lots of smoke, obviously, if you haven't been outside. Today is going to be a high of 111, a low of 73. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 113, a low of 74. On Sunday, it's going to be 110 with a low of 74, and on Labor Day, it's going to be 106 and a low of 74, excuse me.
Wow. Okay, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, I'm here, of course, if it's Friday, and it's Friday morning, it must be Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me about it.
Excuse my voice. The smoke is getting to me. So.
Okay, well, I'll tell you why. The current conditions, the air quality index as of 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. PDT, Pacific Daylight Time, is unhealthy. Health message is people with heart or lung disease, older adults and children should avoid prolonged or healthy or heavy exercise. Everyone else should reduce prolonged or heavy exertion. So, and it's covering all of, all the way up here from Sacramento, all the way up to, my goodness, it looks like it's going all the way up to the Canadian border. So, this is bad. This is bad stuff. It's beyond, the particles are just extremely high in the air from all the fires around us. So that's why you feel bad. So everybody, not only is it going to be 111 today, it's unhealthy air. So try to avoid being outside.
That's an excuse not to mow my lawn today.
Oh, I think so. No, it really is.
It's a great excuse.
The fact if you mow your lawn and you get a spark, now you got a fire.
I got another fire.
Now you got another fire. Speaking of a fiery little cat, though.
Yeah, I have with me Chandler, and I have actually made the executive decision about 5 minutes ago to change his name to Chandler Bing, because you can't have Chandler without Chandler Bing, which is one of the...
Chandler Bing?
Yeah, it's one of the characters on Friends. So that's going to be his name. Okay. So he is a little tabby cat, super adorable, really, really pretty markings. Right now I have him wrapped up like a little burrito. Because he was getting a little frisky here.
A burrito.
I
love that.
Yeah. So he's very cute. He's only about 3 months old. You know, typical kitty. He likes to play with his toys and run all around and be, you know, a fractious little kitty. His adoption fee.
A fractious little feline.
A fancy fractious feline. Say that three times fast. His adoption fee is only $10 as we are extending our passport to adoption. So it was supposed to just go until the 31st, but now we're extending it. So
good.
So if you were still looking for a feline friend, you can still come get one for $10, and that
and,
comes.
And Chandler is a cutie.
He is a cutie.
He is active, though.
Because
he's a kitten.
They all are.
They all are. You know, they run around and they do things. Yeah. I just see.
He's got really people. Pretty, like.
Oh, yeah. That's
he's got
a pretty cat.
Tabby face, but he's got little spots on him. I said he looks like a
little ocelot.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe
I said
even
he
looks
like a little bobcat.
Yeah, a little bobcat. That's what he looks like.
A little bobcat.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah.
So his mother came from a good family. His dad could have been a bobcat.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
I doubt it, but you never know.
What other good things are happening down there, honey?
Well, we are selling Bark, Wine, and Brew tickets already, so those are already up for sale.
Let me tell you. It will sell out.
It sells out every year.
It sells out. So
and this one's going to be ultra special because it's our 10th annual. So this is number 10, which is kind of a fun number. So who knows what's going to happen at this.
That's right. You can walk out with a door prize of a Cat Lady starter pack.
Yes.
Six little kittens.
Cat Lady starter pack, a robe.
A robe, yep. And six kittens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is for our friend Karen. Okay. hope Karen's not up yet. Okay, so what else is going on?
So just a passport to adoption. I think that's about it that we have in the works right now. Bark, Wine, and Brew is a little while off, but I'd like to imagine that it's October, so.
Gosh, it's getting close.
It's getting close,
well,
yeah.
It's just, frankly, just about a month away.
About a month
and
away,
and this kitten,
yeah.
You ought to see this kitten. She is looking around at everything, looking up now at Amy, but everything has got its attention.
Yeah, he's
adorable.
He's looking at everything. Pretty green eyes.
Yeah,
too,
he's looking. Jared, watch out.
Yeah,
he's looking at you, Jared. We may turn him loose and let him climb up your back and get into your hair and hide for a day. There, so
that might happen.
Jared's got long hair. Okay, not long hair.
Not for long.
Oh, okay. I got it. I know what happened.
First the face, and now the hair.
Jared is going to work in another spot, He's not leaving us though. So, but they have to have hairless faces and short hair.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's not the military. Don't worry. Nah, he'll be fine. Okay. All right. How do people get this kitty?
So give us a call. excuse me again. 241-1653. Come by the shelter. Hours are 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Wednesday, the exception to that, because we are open 11 to 7 on Wednesdays. So we are open on Saturdays. Come see us today or tomorrow.
Okay.
11 to 5.
11 to 5.
We will hook you up with a cute little kitty.
Hook you up.
I'll hook you up.
With the kitty.
Yeah.
The kitty market.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I'm in the business of kitties, okay?
In the business of kitties. Get out of here. Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Have a safe weekend there, Amy. It's going to be hot. Don't cut your grass. Don't play outside.
I only have a few more days until I will be in Mexico. So next week, Pet of the Week will be done by Captain Leanne Smith. Will be here, so she's great. Always a delight. But just letting you know, while you guys are frying, I will be enjoying a high of 77 on the beach in Mexico. So
which beach there? You know?
Rosarito.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I don't know why you're laughing.
Because Rosarito Beach. I spent many a night down there, as have many Marines.
It's going to be nice.
It will be. It is. It's got great hotels and everything on the beach.
Yeah. Well, we have a house on the beach, so it's going to be perfect.
It'll be great. Yeah. It'll be
all right,
great.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Take care, Amy. All right. It's 14 after this portion of the show brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Sleep Number. Biggest sale of the year is going on at Sleep Number right now. You can go in and save 50% on the innovative limited edition bed now through Labor Day. It's just going to go over through Labor Day. Now, they've also got on sale the Sleep Number 360. That's right. The Sleep Number 360 bed adjusts as you're sleeping. It senses how you're moving, and it adjusts to you. I mean, I don't see how this can get any better than that. You don't have to worry about sleeping in an uncomfortable bed. It just don't. J.D. Powers is rated at number one 2 years in a row. Linda and I have had our bed for 4 years. And this changes from 3 to 4 years because I don't really remember if it's 3 years or 4 years. How long have you been working here, Jared?
I think almost 3 years.
Well, we've had it for at least 3 years then, right? So at least 3 years, going on 4 years. And we've never had a better bed. And my Sleep Number setting is 55. I dropped it 5 last night because I've been working out. And needed a little more hug for my bed. And Linda's, of course, is 40 because she likes her sleep number settings 40 because she likes little hugs from her bed. This bed is simply outstanding. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to the Sleep Number store. See Brian or Phil, Brian or Janice or any of the people down there. Lay on the bed. Look at that 360 bed. You will be, I tell you what, you will be astounded about how comfortable it is. And for the same price of many other beds. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 77 degrees. It's going up to 111 a day. The air quality index is unhealthy. So unless you have to be out there, you may want to spend the day inside playing with your kitty, reading, and getting things done inside the house and not outside the house. We'll be right back. Wash away my pain with the rain and shone by love. Wash away my sorrow. Wash away my shame with the rain and shone by love.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 7th in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fun night of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's 6:30 to 8:30 September 7th. And there's free slot play for those who come to the show in Overtime. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
After we inspect his vehicle with a driving problem, I call the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Well, I'm on my way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. About 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on Friday. Hey, you know what? Top off the night with a big juicy burger or a real old-fashioned shake. And start your day tomorrow with a huge stack of pancakes and eggs. Where? At Black Bear Diner. There's something for everyone. You get great portions of good old-fashioned family food at great prices. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They're on Cypress and Hilltop, just off of I-5, and feed your inner bear. That's right. Black Bear Diner is rolling in with KCNR 1460, as many other new advertisers are. I'd like to say thank you to Black Bear Diner for coming on and trusting us with this and being with us. We're going to be having several other new reads that you're going to be hearing, starting off here on 1 September. Good morning. Now, let's talk about coffee making real quick. All right, Jared. We're going to talk about those things, you know, the type of coffee maker that you pour water into this, like a little reservoir, and you put the coffee in this little thing with the filter. Then you put a carafe underneath it, and you turn it on, right? How hard is that?
It seems simple.
Seems simple to me. However, the Cracker Jack production crew that we have here at KCNR 1460, somehow with one hand has got an empty carafe, and the other hand has a half-full carafe of coffee from 3 days ago that's got scum on the top of it, somehow manages to put the half-empty one with the scummy coffee in so that when Carl walks in this morning, he immediately grabs 8 rolls of paper towels to start cleaning up the mess because it is overflowing. And then, because there was no coffee except the stuff that had the garbage on the top of it, I'm drinking it right now.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. I'm not going to mention Bob's name. I'm not going to say who it was. But that's not the way you make coffee. But they have now shown studies that drinking coffee can actually extend your life. And it can help treat certain diseases. It can help with blood pressure and all these. Study in Spain. 4 cups of coffee a day. So did you know that? Did you hear that one? Did you read that?
I think I might have heard something about that.
It's just been in the news lately about that.
I'm not a huge coffee guy.
Not drinking this kind of coffee. I think this one probably shortens your life by, who knows, days, weeks, maybe even a month. You know, then you have to think about people that do that. What are they? Have you ever had somebody bring you coffee before, you know, your boss? Or maybe not even a boss, you're just somebody that you've been having problems with. He's like, I'll just get you a cup of coffee.
No.
And he brings it back. So you're drinking it. Do you ever think, gosh, I wonder if he's spitting my coffee?
Nope,
never think. See, you can't think like that, can you? Or it'll make you crazy. Jared already, I already make him crazy. He was out looking for I have him looking for things that are not existent.
Yeah, talk about Josiah Labor.
Gosh, that is why I cannot run for office. I mean, really. I mean, you are a trusting individual. You are a great worker. You're a super guy. And then I just looked you right in the eye and lied to you. And you know, it took you down the path. Next thing would be is, hey, I'm going to lower your taxes and give you more money.
Well, if you said it convincing enough, I might be gullible enough to believe.
Yeah, and I'm going to build a wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it. There. I've got all of them. I'm going to hit every one of them before the day's over. All right. More. Pot growers up in Siskiyou County. I know it's hard to believe there's any of them up there growing up in Siskiyou County. A big story in the paper that Sheriff John Lopey was approached by two of them who offered him $1 million. You know, for paid to his favorite charity or to him or to his reelection campaign if he just kind of didn't check their 8 pot grows that they had. So he immediately went to the DEA and the Treasury people and all this stuff. So these two people, and John goes, you know, God bless John. He says, I'm just surprised that people would come to law enforcement officials and offer them money like this. John, you may be surprised about that. I'm not surprised about that at all. You might want to check your deputies out there because if they're offering you $1 million, they may be offering them $500,000 to not check that pot grow. But I would hope that they are as honest as you are. But to me, I bet there's a lot of probably law enforcement personnel that are they're doing a great job. That's in some places they may skip over that grow. Along the border and down in Mexico, they had their choice. They used to call it silver or lead. Here is a briefcase full of money. Accept that. Look the other way, or we're going to shoot you and your family. I found, you know, many of the police down there and the local authorities down there looked the other way because they would have been shot and they would have been killed. Where up here, it's a completely different atmosphere, I would like to think, in the sense that you're not going to be having lawmen hunted down because they're fighting the drug trade up here. I could be very Pollyannish about this. Okay. You've never been in a service, Jared, right?
I have not. Okay. I did do a weekend once with the guard, just to see what it was like.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay. Here's the thing is that by the time a person makes general officer, he's been vetted numerous times from the time he's a lieutenant on up. But once you make the lieutenant colonel and then you go on to colonel, it's a different story then. It's a different story. It's people that, you know, it doesn't hurt to have been on people's teams in the sense that, you know, the ones that are sitting on that board, the generals sitting on that board know you. And then once you make general, then it becomes, you know, then you can get advanced quickly to take over his jobs. I'm really quite upset about the fact another general has been relieved. Army general in charge of everything that's going on in Africa. And this guy supposedly has had a great career. He's done super stuff. He just got, there's an investigation. He hasn't been relieved. There's an investigation going on, the fact that he was emailing a wife of an enlisted soldier. Now, it doesn't mean it was, you know, a private or anything like that. It could have been a sergeant major or first sergeant, but it didn't make any difference. The messages, the emails were inappropriate. Enough that he said, you know what, you should just be deleting these. Of course, she didn't. And at one point, she became very uncomfortable, and she reported it. Well, now the Judge Advocate General is investigating him. So here's another one. And this is like, you know, five here that have been either they've been reduced in rank, and some of them down to it's like three ranks. You know, for some of them going into the swinger things. The worst one, I think, is this Navy Admiral who took bribes from this guy in Hong Kong or Singapore to have the Navy ships put into this other guy's docking areas so they could be worked on. And it's worth millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. And this Admiral was arrested along with several other junior officers that were in this bribery, not extortion, but a bribery ring here that cost us millions of dollars. So he's going to end up in jail. I mean, there's just no doubt that he will. But here's the thing I'm getting at. They all, and there's been many of them, and everybody says it, gosh, there's so many of them, Why are there so many of them? It's Army and Air Force and Navy. I don't think there's been a Marine. It hasn't been Marines, but why so many of them, Jared? What's the one thing they have in common, buddy? And they're black, they're Hispanic, they're white. What do they all have in common?
I see, and
if you think about it, it's one thing. They were all promoted under Obama. This, okay, now Jared goes, oh gosh, here we go again. No, here's what I mean, is this. It's been over 8 years. These guys were promoted to flag ranks, but they weren't at that level when Obama just came in. They were colonels or lieutenant colonels. And over the last 8 years, they were promoted up to colonel and then general and then major general, lieutenant general. But it's been under the Obama regime of that Department of Defense, a Department of Defense whose job was not war fighting, but social engineering. That if you did not agree with what they were saying on gays in the military or transgenders or anything like that, your chances of being promoted were gone. Gone. They were looking at what you did with human relations and all this, and they were looking at that as a reason for promotion as opposed to war fighting. So when you get into things like that, you have to ask yourself, is there a weakness here? Is there something that we should be looking at? Why were so many in the last 8 years? It was in the last 8 years. I mean, there's no way. I mean, you can look at it. Go back and look. Oh, this one was here. This one was there. And I'm not saying that some of them didn't slip through the cracks anyway. But these senior officers all came up under that Department of Defense whose job was not war fighting but social engineering. Think about it. Why were these guys that were given these plum jobs? There was a weakness there, a weakness that should have been found out, because trust me, I know what these boards are like. They'll sit there and they'll go through, and you know what? If there's innuendo, they'll search it out. They've held boards up because there was questions about, hey, we heard that this guy smacked his wife one time, and they go after it. They go after it. And if there's any indication of that or anything, guess what? The name is quietly taken off the board. And he's asked to leave. But he's not promoted. At least that's the way it is in the Marine Corps. If there's no proof or anything like that. But It's, you know, there's man-to-man talks, and the guy just leaves. Now you say, well, he should have been prosecuted. Well, not unless the wife brings it up. These are things that you hear. So they go up and ask. They said, is this, you know, we're going to, you know, this is going to have an impact on you. There are sometimes it's absolutely unfair, too. Absolutely unfair. Because you appeared, because you were the guest speaker at Tailhook. You remember Tailhook, where they had a, you know, massive witch hunt through the services of the Navy and the Marine Corps aviators. And because this outstanding commander who was commanded a Marine fighter squadron or fighter group, because he spoke there. And after that he left with his wife. His wife was there, and he left. But because his picture was on the program as being a speaker there, he didn't get promoted to general like he should have, because it wasn't politically correct. And now we're promoting people, in my opinion, because it is politically correct, and chickens are coming to roost. General Mattis, if you're Department of Defense Secretary Mattis, if you do nothing else, fix this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBye. Linda's on assignment this morning, 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Since 1968, North State Security has worked to give our clients and community peace of mind and help make our homes safer and more enjoyable to visit, work, and live. It's your business or events hazards. Their on-site officers and patrol drivers are Northern California's premier private security company. Over 200 officers they have out there. In fact, they have more people on the streets during a shift than the Reading Police Department does. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. That's right. You know what? Good people, too. I've been learned a lot about their company over the last couple of weeks. And again, welcome to KCNR. All right. Let's go to the phones. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Ann?
I am good. I unfortunately cannot pick up the show where I'm living these days, but I just was talking to Bob, and he mentioned you called him a coffee Nazi.
I did.
I would have to disagree with that. I would say he's a coffee Muppet.
Muppet?
He's much more like a Muppet than a Nazi.
Oh, okay. Oh, Anne, who knows the Muppet, the coffee Muppet.
Coffee Muppet. I think that would be much more appropriate.
You know what? I think you're right. Which one of the Muppets is my Muppet here?
He's kind of like Beaker from the science department.
Oh, I don't know. I think that, but I just think of Fozzie. I think Fozzie Bear. Yep. You know,
that could work because Bob often thinks he's funny, and I don't, and Fozzie Bear thinks he's funny, and people don't think he is.
This is the Bob's better half by far. That's on the line here. Does he ever do that kind of stuff around the house?
He's not allowed to make coffee unsupervised at home.
Oh, you know what? Thank you very much for this. I'm glad to see it's not just me. So, hey, by the way,
you gotta love him. He's like a big Saint Bernard puppy, just bouncing along, wanting attention.
Yeah, and so he, you know what? But you know, every so often, like children who do they act out to get attention. So, do you ever like slap him on the nose with a paper rolled up newspaper?
Actually, I like to give them like Leroy Jethro Gibbs does on NCIS. We'll smack right to the back of the head.
There you go. Which explains that little bald spot in the back of his head. He probably gets hit there
exactly.
A lot.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Ann, thank you very much for this for these updates. And
These
things happen, perhaps after he ran to you to tell you that I called him. The coffee Nazi, then. From now on, he'll be the coffee Muppet.
I think that would be much more appropriate.
I like that. Okay. Thank you, Ann.
You have a great morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Ann must be, she's getting ready to, she's teaching. She's a teacher somewhere around here. And she's married to the Bob. How scary. Okay. Gosh, what else we got here? 8 o'clock, we got Congressman Malfa. Colonists, so a lot of things like this. I want to talk to him about that. One of the other questions was, Carl, do you think that there has something to do with all these naval collisions? I'm not sure if that has anything to do or not. I think after the first collision, and it's all out of the 7th Fleet, and it's all in that same area, you got to take a good look at maybe some other things that may be going on. Why two collisions? Were they, and how much of it was the Navy's fault and how much of it was the other ship's fault? Now, you're saying to yourself, these are tankers that are like 800 feet long and 1,000 million tons, and don't the Navy ships have like things like radar? Yeah, they do. Don't they have like collision avoidance things that says something's a mile away, like my sailboat did? It says something's a mile away so I could start looking for it? I'm sure they do. It may even be longer than that. So how do they run into each other? I have no idea. You know what? Frankly, I have no idea. I can understand how they go aground, and trust me, the second that ship goes aground, where it hits a mud or it hits hits shallow water and they just plow into it, the microsecond, whether that captain of that ship is on the bridge or he's sleeping in the middle of the night, he's relieved. He just starts packing his stuff. after he gets the ship out of the mud, he goes down, he packs his stuff because he's finished. It makes no difference. He wasn't there. He's taught these guys how to do it, and somebody made a mistake. But what? He's in charge of the ship. Now, two major collisions have caused deaths, 17 deaths of sailors. And so what, I mean, and these, like I said, these are large ships hitting other large ships, obviously. So how does this happen? You know, and maybe we will research this a little bit and maybe get somebody on that. There's lots of prior service out there. And I'm sure some of you drove boats. How could this happen? How can a large ship run into another large ship? And, I mean, with all of today's technology, unless there's somebody, I saw this one little article that says perhaps they were hacked and their guidance systems were given a false readings. Now, is that possible? It's off the coast of China. Could it be? I don't know. Or could it just be there was something in there in the way they did things in Seventh Fleet that they've gotten away with it all these years, and then all of a sudden it caught them twice. I find that hard to believe. The part about the hacking and maybe given a false readings on their instruments. Well, that could be, but I think we're going to find out that it was just user error here. But the question is how could they do that? That's a good question. Another scandal, Jared. No, it's not you. It appears that James Comey started writing the exoneration statement of Hillary Clinton before Clinton had even been interviewed. And this has come out. Now people are really, I mean, we're back on Clinton again. And this had to do with the hundreds of thousands of emails, 30,000 that she had dumped. The fact is so what? You know, what difference does it make? And oh no, that was about the ambassador being killed. This one was I only used one device when in fact she used three or four. I mean, y'all know the story. And of course they blame Comey for her losing. Hillary does. That's one of the people she blames. She blames everybody. I think she blamed Bill for a while, why she lost. So, but now it goes back to Comey. Did Comey, was this set up already? Because as we all know, Bill Clinton met with Attorney General Lynch before the decision came out. And met on the airport, on the runway there, and had a nice little conversation about the grandkids. And I'm sure nothing else came up. It's so incredibly rich with scandal and with, you know, something being fixed. I mean, it is so rich. How could you do that? Did you actually believe somebody wasn't going? This is where hubris, and we all know what hubris is. Hubris is where you think you're above the law. You think that anything you do is okay because you are Bill Clinton, or you are Hillary Clinton, or you are Attorney General Lynch. It's okay. It's hubris. No, it's okay. Even if they do catch us, so what? Nothing's going to happen. And this is where we were back then. This is one of the reasons that Clinton lost. People had had it. They'd had it with the Clinton dynasty of these constant things happening from Whitewater to everything else that had to do with the Clintons. Now, I'm just speaking about the Clintons. Jared's over there grinding his teeth. I'm not saying anything about Trump because right now I'm just talking about Clinton. So, and now it's coming back up again, you know, at a certain time. And there's people that are saying, no, we will never, ever let go of this until there's been a decision or she goes in trial or there's somebody that says, okay, as bad as this was, it is over. Just over. Because I don't think Trump would pardon her as he did Sheriff Joe in Arizona, which in itself has taken on its own life, too. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, this Friday, is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350, the premier in-home quality, compassionate in-home health care that you want for your loved ones. home helpers. We'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galebreath bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 1st of September of Labor Day weekend. No, not named after Josiah Labor. I was just kidding for all you people that looked it up thinking that I was not.
That you included?
Yeah, you included that. But it was not named after Josiah Labor. 77 degrees right now, going up to 111. Your air quality index sucks. It's unhealthy out there. Stay out of there. If you're older or younger with lung problems or asthma or that, stay out of the sun. Stay out of the smoke out there. And by the way, football games tonight are starting later, like around 8:30. If they occur, they may be canceled tonight. That word came out yesterday. They canceled the freshman games yesterday. So we will if we do cancel, we'll make announcements of that on the radio tonight. That you'll start hearing that probably, and we'll know by 6. Otherwise, the game starts at 8:30. So I'm telling Jared this because he just heard this, and he's running the boards tonight. And I just got that word last night. Okay, Wellgate Sports Club brings us this portion of the show. If you want to work out, you want to get your workout in, but the air's unhealthy because of all the smoke or it's hot like this, head on down to Wolgate Sports Club. You've got everything there. You can spin, you've got yoga, you've got an indoor saltwater pool for swimming. They have it all. You want to get onto the reclining bikes or any of these, they have it all at Wolgate Sports Club. Great deals down there. They take care of their clients. The place is absolutely spotless. Give them a call at 768-1205 or just stop by there today on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Okay. You know what? Trump got taken to the woodshed about because he didn't roll in fast enough that the KKK are a bunch of asses and jerks and all these things. And one of the things he said was, well, look at the other side. I mean, they're look at the violence on their side. Oh, no. Violence against the Klan and Nazis is okay. No, I mean, this is what was coming from the left. Oh, no. That's okay, because you're fighting Nazis. What if you're fighting people that aren't Nazis? What if you're fighting people that just want to have a free speech rally with no Nazis, no Ku Klux Klan, who have banned hate groups from their gathering? Well, what do you call it then when Antifa, she sounds like somebody that's coming in from, I'm sorry, your auntie from New York. That you really don't want her to show up, but there's no way that you can keep her from doing it. Antifa. And so Antifa shows up again, dressed in black, with her little face covered. Now, would you let her in your house? Hell no. But this is the photo of the anarchist freedom fighters now. The Antifa. Antifa. So what happens? Does the left say anything? Are they giving them a free pass? Well, of course they are. These are thugs. Whether they're male or female, they show up with their face covered because it's cool. I'm getting a degree that means nothing in the world. I won't be able to get a job. I owe $400,000 in debt. In school debt because I've got a major that has absolutely no use to anybody, and I can't get a job. But I can show up. I can show up for these, and I can wear my black, and I can cover my face. And I can bring a pole with a sign up, but the sign really is just gets me in there because the pole is really it's lined with lead, so I can get in there and beat people that I don't agree with. They don't really have to say anything really wrong. It's just that I'm making myself bigger. I'm fighting against them. Well, I saw someone fighting against these horrible people the other day at this freedom of speech rally they had, a veteran in a wheelchair, an old guy. So the very brave Antifa comes up with his motorcycle helmet on, takes the man's water, he takes the top off and he just splashes the elderly guy in the chair with the water. Just attacks him like that. Then another guy comes up. Hey, wait. You don't need to do these kind of things. And then somebody comes up and nails him. And so this is the kind of people you have on the left. You're anti-fob. The ones that want to come up there and destroy things. The ones that burn cars, the ones that come up as professors and take a sock with a bicycle lock in it and smack somebody in the head that's just recording things because they're a journalist. Takes four staples in his head. A professor at one of the universities got caught, got fired. And these are the thugs that the left is glorifying. Look at the things they're doing. Another journalist, and this is journalists that were there with a camera, get attacked by these thugs, get knocked to the ground, being kicked, and another journalist, a liberal journalist, leaps on it and puts his body on top of him and says, stop this. So, he was lucky they just didn't kick him to death, too, to rescue him. This is Antifa. Why is this allowed? Why are police standing down? Why are campus police standing down and letting this violence happen? I'm not talking about turning over a trash can. Oh, they set this trash can on fire. No, I'm talking about people taking clubs and beating people, spraying them with pepper spray, knocking them to the ground, and then putting the boots to them. this is in the line of fighting fascism? No, this is fascism. This is liberal fascists that are attacking these people. They're not Nazis. I can even maybe draw a parallel. I can even see they're Nazis, they're hate. Fine, you want hate? We're going to show you hate. And let them battle it out. Put them in the Colosseum. Arm them with sharp objects. And then let them fight it out. I think that's a great idea. You want to stop? Fine. Get in the Colosseum. Both of you give them both a club. And let them beat each other. Let both gangs attack each other in the Colosseum. Sell tickets, popcorn, settle parts of the debt that way. But you're not going to see that because eventually the police do get into it. They get injured. Now, police are getting injured by Antifa. Is that right? Oh, but they're part of the fascist. They're part of the fascist mainstream police. Of course, they're keeping the people down. I guess the thing that bothers me the most about this is that it's being able to run amok. I talked to somebody that was on one of the campus police jobs, and the problem with it is that the whoever's the head of the police or the security there can't make that decision. It comes from a group of people that run the university, UC Berkeley. The police chief is standing there. And he could be saying, I want to get my men in gear. I want to do this or this. But it's going through a committee. A committee at the university, at the high levels there. Not just the president, but other people. Oh, no, I don't think we should. No, this is okay. It's not going to be. No. And then all of a sudden, violence breaks out. It's too late. Because once it starts, it's contagious. And you have 100 people, just 100, dressed in black with clubs, turning over cars, breaking windows, attacking people. It's going to take you hours to get that back under control, as opposed to stopping it right then, rolling tear gas into groups, arresting leaders of the groups, pulling them out. The last one I want to talk about is this guy, Antifa, that was there, and this guy is just recording, you know, the march. And this guy comes up on his bicycle and nails him, just sucker punches him, just knocks him down. And he says, hey, you don't think you can take pictures of us? And just then the cop car comes wheeling right in, and the cops jump out, and they grab this guy. He goes, wait, I didn't do anything. And, okay, here's the best part. The rest of his Antifa guys and girls, no, that guy attacked him. That guy, he was just defending himself. A complete, total lie. The police saw it. They were across the street and saw it. Plus, the guy had it on camera. But they were lying. To try and say, oh, no, he didn't do it. He was just defending himself when, of course, it wasn't. It was just a blatant attack. These are the kind of people you're dealing with. Do you remember all the outrage when it was that knockout thing where people be walking down the street, just not mind their own business, and somebody nail them and knock them down, try to knock them out, and the cops just went berserk. The media just went berserk over that. Well, what's the difference here? A thug attacking somebody who is not a threat, who is innocent, is not causing any trouble when they attack. What's the difference? There's none. But yet, the media seems to think it's okay. Not this media. Not people that care about this country. Not the people that care about free speech. If you really care about free speech, how could you back this? This is one of the questions I want to ask Congressman Lamoff when he's on. What the hell's going on? And, you know, Antifa seems to be getting a free ride here. You know, I mean, we're taking down Nazis as we should, and we're taking down people that hate people because they don't like their color or their religion. You know, there's no room for that type of hate. But there isn't any type of room of hate either on the other side where somebody that you just don't agree with, you start beating him with clubs. Where did that come to say that's okay? All right, I'll get off my soapbox and just say this. Enjoying the low gas prices? Well, if I was you, I'd fill your car up because the oil supplies have dropping at a record drop in oil supplies. The companies have not changed their prices yet, but they will. There is going to be a shortage of oil. You heard it first here. Well, I heard it first on the news this morning. And when it happens, they're going to be pumping up your prices a lot. So just be aware of that probably after Labor Day, the price of gas is going to start rising, and it may be rising a lot faster than we could think. All right, when we come back, we're going to have, hopefully, Congressman Lamont will be calling in. He said he was going to. So we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump heads back to Texas tomorrow.
The president tweeting that Texas is healing fast and thanking all the great men and women who've been working so hard. He added there's still so much to do, and he confirmed the return trip. The tweet comes a day after White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the president would personally donate $1 million to Harvey recovery efforts.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says the number of people in the shelters is starting to drop right along with the floodwaters.
Traffic is moving. There are two major areas where we're still dealing with water problems, but by and large, the city of Houston is dry. The Astros are playing their baseball games doubleheader on Saturday.
Gasoline prices rose several pennies a gallon overnight amid continuing fears of shortages in Texas and several other states. In the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey's strike on the Gulf Coast refineries, the extent of the damage, though, is unknown, says Halima Croft, who spoke to CBS this morning.
We simply don't know when we're going to get the refineries back up and running.
AAA said early today the national average for a gallon of regular gas rose in one day from $2.45 yesterday to $2.52 a gallon early this morning. U.S. job growth slowed in August as employers added 156,000 jobs. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fouché sees it as a minor blip in the overall recovery.
It's a little bit softer than what we've seen in recent months. We had a slowing in job growth in August and then downward revisions to job growth in June and July, a small increase in the unemployment rate. But I think the labor market remains in good shape.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate ticked up from 4.3% to 4.4%. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 69 points, the NASDAQ up by 8 points, and it is the S&P 500 up by about 7. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God spoke to me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
We're back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
The Food and Drug Administration is recalling nearly a half million pacemakers.
The reason is someone could hack into the device that controls one's heartbeat. The recalls for a half dozen radio-controlled pacemakers sold under a number of brands. The FDA says as medical devices become increasingly interconnected via the Internet, there's an increased risk of exploitation of cybersecurity vulnerabilities. And hacking into a pacemaker could lead to a number of problems, including death. The FDA says a firmware update can be installed in a matter of minutes by a healthcare provider. So far, no patient harm has been reported.
As correspondent Rhonda Rockstra, a South Carolina couple is suing online retailer Amazon over what they claim were faulty pairs of eclipse glasses that resulted in eye injuries, headaches, and blurry vision. The couple says that they simply did not get an email that Amazon sent out 11 days before the eclipse, warning that some of those glasses could be from non-reputable companies. More from townhall.com. Construction spending fell in July for the third time in 4 months as Strength in home construction was not enough to offset weaknesses in non-residential building and government projects.
The Commerce Department says construction spending declined by 0.6% last month, following an even bigger 1.4% decline in June. Spending on home construction rose 0.8% as spending on single-family homes and remodeling offset a drop in apartment building. Spending on non-residential projects fell 1.9% and on government projects by 1.4%.
It's correspondent Jeremy House. Hurricane Harvey put a damper on new vehicle sales in August. That could reverse itself soon as people with flood-damaged cars are forced to buy new ones. Forecasting firm LMC Automotive says that Harvey likely cut U.S. sales of new cars and trucks by about 1.3%, or what would have been 20,000 more vehicle sales. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 1st of September on Labor Day weekend. And no, I will not start off by saying it was named after Josiah Labor. I had people, I confused people when I was doing that. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that, everybody. Anyway, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Jared, what's it look like for weather today, buddy?
All right. Well, as I said earlier, it's going to be hot for the next week. We have lots of smoke out today. Today is also going to be a high of 111, a low of 73. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 113, a low of 74. On Sunday, it's going to be a high of 110, a low of 74. And on Labor Day, we're going to have a high of 106 and a low of 74. And stay indoors if you can.
That's right. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned and operated veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give discounts for seniors and veterans there, 365-3793. Current conditions for the air quality index in Redding is unhealthy. In fact, the whole area around here is unhealthy. If you take a look at the map, it covers, gosh, most of Northern California from Sacramento all the way up to the border of Canada. And what that essentially means is that not just the heat, but the particles in the air. People with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should avoid prolonged or heavy exertion outside. Everyone else should reduce prolonged or heavy exertion too. You should be staying inside. If you've got asthma or any of those things, time to keep your kids inside or any of those. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding is Four Winds Jewelry. They've got it all, from a watch repairman to being able to design and build jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good morning. Okay, on the line, we have Congressman Doug Lamalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
It seems like months. Maybe it has been months since we spoke, because I've been gone and other things like that. But how are you doing?
Hey, just right. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on in the world, but yeah. It's been good on the...
Where are you at right now? Are you back in California?
We've been in district for the month of August.
Oh, okay, that's right. Because we were just talking about the air quality out here being unhealthy. But what do you make of this? Is this any type of, with these fires? When you see all these fires are going on, uncontrolled fires, do we go back into the thing about having to maybe have a good idea on how to thin our forest out and how to be able to help prevent these things?
It immediately comes to mind, and maddeningly so. It makes me angry that, you know, hey, all right, fires are always going to happen. You know, you're going to get lightning strikes, you're going to get people that mess up or whatever, but they can be minimized by thinned, managed forests with fire breaks occasionally, with roads that haven't been taken out, with, you know, things that don't hurt the forest but actually make it more positive in the number of trees per acre. You know, we're not cutting all the trees down, but I think we might be reaching a saturation point with people being tired of it, and all they hear is the environmentalists suing once again over a salvage operation or a thinning project with some cockamamie lack of logic, really, over why these things shouldn't be done. So, our Senator Steve Daines from Montana, he's really on a jihad lately because his state is suffering from it as well. And, it's all around us. Trinity County, big time. The governor's declared an emergency, and over there, just not far from you, and it's all smoky down here in Butte County.
Yeah,
with the fires going up on the east. The 747 started coming in yesterday and dropping. So.
Jeez.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the other night, I was going out, I took the dog outside, and in my house, it was kind of like it was snowing from the ash. And it had not reached, the wind had shifted from the Helena fire, and the smoke coming down, and it hadn't even reached its peak then. I think it's at 5,000 to 6,000, it must be 6,000 acres right now that's on fire up there. And so, the air quality index here, I'm telling everybody, well, it's unhealthy. It's not just, it's just poor. It's unhealthy for people. So this is where we are. And I can't help but think that there's, after the 10 years I've been up here and really looking at logging and the ability to thin out forests and the ways to kind of help prevent these things. And it's still ridiculous that we don't do it.
Well, there's so many positive things that can come from this. It would be local jobs and employment, healthier forests, safer forests, the fire. Yeah, you're still going to have fire, but they'll be much simpler to put out and knock down when you have these corridors and thin zones. That you don't get the devastating fire when everything burns completely to the point where it turns the ground to glass. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And so incorporated into that is the need to convert this stuff to biomass, so we can generate electricity. Why are we playing around with all this solar and wind that has to be heavily subsidized by everybody's bill for technology that has not reached the point of efficiency here? Now, biomass is not necessarily efficient to move cheap to move, but it's a necessary thing to get done. You're either going to pay for it in forest fire, air quality like we have right now, or you're going to pay to get that stuff out of the woods to a power plant that can burn it efficiently and 99% cleaner than when it's burning in an open burning like that. And so the effects of the particulate matter, and everybody's all worried about CO2 these days. So all these things are much, much less controlled in a open burn
than it is like this when it's going like crazy.
And if we use biomass to run power plants and have baseline electricity that you can turn on any time, unlike solar, which ends at sundown or on a smoky day, or wind, which you got to have wind. So there's so many winds that can come from this. These are jobs in our backyard, not jobs making solar cells in China or windmills in Europe. Our backyard jobs to do this stuff. It's all good.
It is all good. Brian Daly, our assemblyman, and Brian, had helped get the help keep our biomass, a couple of our plants open and going, because it means jobs, it means it's good for the environment and thinning this stuff out, and it means electricity. I mean, it's a win-win-win situation, and I can't understand the fights against it. It just doesn't make sense. Even the Democrats, I hate to say this down in Sacramento, recognize that to the point of letting this go on and beyond. So
that was a deal where the current contracting was about to expire around the state on that, and because they're all keyed towards wind and solar, and Brian really had to work hard to get a portion of this saved and continue it, because we had some important biomass plants just in eastern Shasta County that were in big trouble on that, and it's still not going to be easy for them. But the state portfolio, so that took good legislation. Well, not great legislation, because the Democrats extracted their price for some other things that Brian or I, neither one would like. But that said, the piece went through there on that, and it was saved for now. It needs to become more readily apparent or obvious that we need to do this in a much more big league way, okay?
Uh-huh.
As to doing this with thousands, tens of thousands of acres at a time, not just dribs and drabs. And the salvage logging after a fire needs to be an automatic instead of like reinventing the wheel. Like, oh, really? We should. You want to salvage after that? We better do a CEQA review for a year and a half, which then means it's worth nothing because the timber has since rotted or gone bad.
Oh, absolutely. And people don't realize is that if you get in after a fire and you drop these trees that are burnt, that you can still salvage a lot of that. Plus, it takes out more undergrowth and it lets other trees grow in there. Hey, Congressman, we need to take a quick break here, but you've been back here for a whole month. When we come back, can you tell us what you're, and you were one of the few, by the way, Republicans that actually had town halls.
Yeah, I'm going to go to a different line, too. I got a terrible hum here.
Yeah, I've got one. I've got that, too. So what I'd like to do is we'll take a quick break, and you can hang up and then call us back on another line there. And let's talk about what you've found from your constituents here over this past month.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. This portion of the show brought to you by Cedar Tree Restaurant. It's out there in Palo Cedro, but it's absolutely outstanding food at super prices. It's the gathering place for Palo Cedro, but it should be the gathering place for anybody that likes good food at great prices. And Susan, the owner, is just a wonderful person out there. Cedar Tree Restaurant, it's on Palo Way in Palo Cedro. Open Saturday through Tuesday from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. So Wednesday through Friday, you can get dinner out there, too. All right, we'll be right back with Congressman LaMalfa.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Reading Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer ends September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, readingkia.com.
Say you don't know me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, like five different things happening here. Good morning, everybody. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 1st of September for Labor Day. It's going to be up to 111 today. 111. If you're not on the lake this weekend, even though it's got, air quality index, but you get out there on the lake and you've got air conditioning and all that, you get out in the lake, you're going to love it out there at Holiday Harbor. That's right. Holiday Harbor's got some really super, super, super deals going on out there. And after this weekend, it's going to be even better. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over there at Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. Alliance Heating and Air has been on... Okay, we have a problem here because we have Paul and David, but we don't have a line for the congressman. So, Paul, I'm sorry, David, we're going to hang up on you because the congressman's trying to call back in. So hold your call, David, and we'll get to you in just a second. Okay, so hang up on David so the congressman can get in. There you go. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years, 25 years at this point. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. Look, is your air conditioner working? Is your air conditioner working? Is it working correctly? It's going to be like this for a long time. The next week or so, can you get through it? And then you've got heating. But Alliance Heating and Air is going to be the one to help you with that. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm sorry, people, but, you know, when we fill up our lines and the congressman had to call back, and he has we have to have an open line for him. I think he's back. Okay, congressman, thank you.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry, people were calling and they were filling up the lines, were hanging up. I'm sorry. Hey, call back in a couple minutes. We got to let the congressman back in.
Is this a better sounding
much
connection?
Better. You know what? It sounded like you were standing underneath a fluorescent light or one of those electric towers or something like that.
I see the telephone lines around here supposedly are buried underground under a ditch, so they're pretty hot quality. So.
Okay.
But I'd rather have that than live in some city. So
there you go. Hey. We've got people lined up to talk. I did want to find out, just kind of quickly, what have you heard from your constituents?
Well, we had five different town hall type meetings during the month. We had one in Chico, had one in Tule Lake, had one in Alturas, Susanville, and Chester. So we got a couple more ideas for in September when we have a one of our weeks off. So, you know, I mean, it's not a accurate distribution of what people are thinking out there, because the ones that show up to the town halls seem to be mostly involved with the Resist or Indivisible movement. And, you know, they have their day, they have their views as well, and that's all, you know, by and large welcomed if they want to have a good discussion, a productive dialogue about it. You know, it's great. You know, and we've taken some of those thoughts and incorporated them into what we do when we were talking the health bill. So town hall meetings is mostly on the health bill. Okay, health insurance is still skyrocketing. California's rates are, you know, like last year when they went up about 17%. They're slated to go statewide 12%, and when you break it down into regions, we're in a lucky region. It'll go up anywhere from, well, around 33%. Even up to 45 if you're in a particular zone with even less choices than one or two. So they're talking about that on both sides, but most other people are still saying support Trump, you know, on the conservative side of the argument. They want us to support what he's doing and get off of our rear ends in Washington, D.C., and get these things done, which I wholeheartedly agree.
Is that okay? Is that going to happen?
Well, we have to, right?
I mean, this is getting to be a little...
If nothing else, college students and Congress is driven by deadlines.
Yeah, and it seems like that, you know, the American people have spoken and gave the House and the Senate and the presidency all to the one party, and it seems like...
Well, the media and the... You know, Indivisible people are not acknowledging that. So they still want to arbitrate and discuss the election. And this Russia stuff seems to be finally dying down. So they move on to something else, such as a made-up deal like Charlottesville. So that dominated a lot of news. Trump said the thing about both sides as well. and then that turns into a big hysteria. So, I mean... Violence is violence, hate is hate, racism is racism, and there's plenty to go around, no matter the name of the group or what have you, with especially with the activities of the mayor of Charlottesville and that hack governor that was part of the old Clinton administration. They're basically telling their cops to stand down so they could mix it up and make headlines out of it, and then, you know, same thing goes on in Berkeley and other areas where they're telling the cops to stand down. So it's ridiculous what that portion of the news was. And so, you know, people are saying, what's your view on that stuff? I'm like, I can't even believe I have to answer the question. So, yes, I'm against racism and white supremacists and also anybody else that would foster this type of, you know, hatred stuff and
toward other
and
people,
violence on the streets. Yeah. And cops are getting killed. Just lost, you know, one more killed in Sacramento County. Was it yesterday?
Day before yesterday.
And cops shot and injured. And what is going on with this country? What's going on with the people? And who are the people that are fostering this atmosphere that are hardly questioning the crazies like Antifa and some of the other things that grow out of that?
Well, we've got people on the line here, so. Paul, good morning. Do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa? Hello, Paul.
Yes, actually, yes, I have a comment.
Okay.
On the global warming energy.
Could you speak up a little bit? Hello.
Sure thing.
You're on the air. You're on the air, Paul.
Oh, good. Here's an idea on alternative energy that most people don't think about. I think that we need a policy that requires the utilities, not the government, to pay solar homeowners like 99 cents a kilowatt hour for feeding solar energy onto the grid. This is how Germany, when they started their surge into solar, they passed this law, and it caused a huge amount of construction of 100-panel solar-powered houses all over southern Germany, making Germany today the world leader in generating solar energy and allowing Germany to shut down all its nukes. So just by that policy, I think, is probably more important than just building solar panels.
Okay.
That's my thought. What do you think about that? Have you ever heard of that?
It's kind of hard to hear that, but it sounds like you're having Germany has gone pretty heavy on solar.
Right.
They don't have millions of acres of over-dried forests in their backyard like we do, probably. I imagine theirs is more lush and maybe, I don't exactly know, but we have this it can either be an asset for us or it can be a problem. Looking out my window here in Butte County is all brown as well in the sky, and so, you know, we have to harness what we have and make good use of it. And the solar cells that come from China, or, you know, I mean, why not put our old people back to work here that were in the logging industry before? We are way underlogged for the amount of board feet that grow every year, for the stuff that's out there. Instead of subsidizing a solar industry, which basically is an imported jobs situation, why don't we work at getting that biomass and paying what it costs to get it out of the woods,
What's wrong with building millions of 100-panel solar-powered houses? That's construction work. My father was a carpenter. We can put all these young men work as carpenters. Lake counties have, 3,000 houses burned down. We need to build, replace the housing in Lake County.
Every single solar panel has to be subsidized by other electricity ratepayers or federal government programs or state government programs. Nobody would sign up for that as an individual if you didn't have those programs
for
two-thirds or three-quarters of the cost. Nobody'd sign up for it.
Everybody has to pay 1% more on their electric bill in order to fund the future and in order
1%
to be able to build
1%
solar.
In no way would cover it compared to hydro, gas-powered, or other types of electricity that are available out there that are being bottled up by environmental regulations.
Okay, Paul, we've got to take a break here. I understand what you're saying, and there are communities down in Florida that they've been required to put solar panels on their houses down there in Florida in certain areas and for this. But I think we're also saying is that there's got to be, and you've already said this, Congressman, is that there's got to be an overall strategy to use everything we have here for this, for energy. And okay, Paul, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for your comments, Paul. This is good. And I think that's what you also said too, Congressman, was there's got to be an overall strategy that includes everything, but not leaning too far one way or the other.
Well, I mean, we can, I think,
research needs to continue on developing a better, more efficient solar cell and things of that nature. But I think, you know, you said they're mandating in Florida to do that. Well, that's only because of basically because of a strong lobby situation, and their lawmakers have gone for it. You know, mm-hmm. everybody, oh, it's green power, it's green. Well, it's super expensive. It only goes on somebody's roof because of a mandate and because everyone else is paying for it via the checkoff on people.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
their bills are higher. So, you know, it's not a real economy yet. It's one that's being propped up by government mandate and government handout on that. So, if you wanted to tackle a couple of problems at the same time, put that same effort towards getting the biomass cut and paid for its hauling down to a power plant, which is the efficiencies of one big power plant versus a whole bunch of little rooftop ones is massive on that scale. So, but you know, we're going to keep having the same because it's almost a religion out there, wind and solar. You know, I mean, I don't buy it. I think the best thing we should be doing is continuing maybe having test pilot programs on how they're developing the best solar cell. If you get a solar cell that can do triple the electricity production per cell, then you're talking about something. But right now, it's a very extremely expensive form of power when you compare it to hydro, when you compare it to nuke, when you compare it to natural gas and the other ones that you can count on at the flick of a switch. You cannot count on solar and you cannot count on wind at a flick of the switch. We have to have backup called peaker power plants to turn on when those aren't keeping the grid charged because of an issue with a cloudy day or no wind or what have you. So it's kind of been a feel-good thing all along, but there's no free lunch on this. You've got to have baseline power. Wind and solar only account for a tiny percentage of all electricity produced, and Europe is not like us.
Okay, let's go to the phones. David, good morning. You're live on the air. Do you have a comment for or a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Oh, yeah, sure, appreciate it. Yeah, I wanted to comment on that previous caller, but then something on the VA hospitals. I'm pretty much into 1776 economics, and when you start looking at the power companies, many of them, the shareholders don't even live in America, and so every penny that you're paying into your electric bill every month is going to some Saudi Arabian prince, as likely as some, you know, Paris finance company. So the idea that to put solar panels on your roof means that you're not paying cash every month to the power company, that they're either paying you, and that money gets to stay in town, and you get to fix your back porch, you get to, you know, reinvest in the region, you get to fix your barn, whatever you want to do. But if you're saving $500 a month on an electric bill, that's a lot of money that you can reinvest in town. And colony economics is where the power companies are today. So I urge you to rethink your position on solar. It's not only
Reading
real
Electric
jobs
Utility
installing this stuff,
Reading
but
right
it's
there.
Real
they
cash
the
that
power
gets saved.
From hydroelectric sources and whatever plants they own themselves. PG&E is a San Francisco-based company. Yes, it has stockholders, and we know stockholders are evil sometimes, but you know, it's a California-based company. I don't like a lot of what they do, and I don't like a lot of what San Francisco does, but I know they're here in my backyard getting things done. I don't see any Saudi Arabian connection other than whoever buys stock has a right to buy it. So that's kind of, sounds like talking points coming out from the left that only wants to keep going after solar. So what do we want to do about the biomass problem? What do we want to do about this forestry problem? Continue to ignore it? Are we just going to let it sit there and burn every year? Or do you want to find an economic solution, you know, not cheap, but at least it's an overall solution to getting that material out, so we're not all looking at brown skies every year, and we're not burning out the habitat and burning out our assets?
Okay. Hey, we've got to take a break here. Hey, David, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button here. So please call us back. You had something you wanted to ask about the VA hospital. So please call us back. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. This portion of the show brought to you by our local arms dealer of choice, Bastiani Arms. If you're looking for a firearm, this is the only place in town that I go to. In fact, I've just gone down there and selected something else. 2539 Larkspur. Give them a chance to meet or beat the big box stores. Great customer service, fair prices, and veterans get discounts. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. This is the 1st of September. It's Labor Day weekend. No, not named after Josiah Labor. 79 degrees going up to 111 today. Air quality index is unhealthy. If you've got any type of lung or breathing problems, don't be out there. Don't let the kids go out there playing. However, if you're an adult and you have to work, get on out there and work, 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 work. 530-605-4567. David, I am sorry I cut you off. Call us back, but the lines are full. So as soon as Henry gets off the line, we can talk. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Can't say enough about that. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
And we've got...
Sorry to step all of your solar stuff. I hear you have an ad for it there.
Yeah, so. You know what? Here's the thing is, let's just be honest about the whole thing, is that it is being subsidized by the people of REU. It is. However, when you're looking at that in some of these places that it does, it drops their... Somebody's got to pay for it, but it drops the people that have power or solar power. It drops their cost to nil.
And, yeah, but socialized electricity, right, Carl?
I'm sorry, what?
Socialized electricity, right,
you know,
Carl?
You're hurting me right now, Doug, unless you're going to start advertising rice with me tomorrow. Okay? I mean, you got tons of rice. If you want to start talking rice, we can do this. Henry,
yeah,
good
morning.
Henry, good morning. And you have a question for the congressman.
Yes, as a matter of fact, more of a statement, I guess. Carl, you know me, and you know I lived in Mexico for many years, and we dealt with solar down there. These people should do their research. Solar panels are the best of them, are going to last from 10 to 15 years before they burn out. Then you get to replace them. If you get a battery backup, the best I ever got out of a battery was about 6 years, and that's well-maintained. So if you start thinking about the cost on that, now I'm sure that the solar panels have gone down since I had them, but the fact remains that the cost is astronomical, and the proponents of solar should get their facts straight before they get on the radio and start ranting and raving about what a wonderful thing it is, because it's not cheap.
Okay. Thanks, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
So there's a lot more to it. Okay, let's move on, please.
Happy to.
We're talking about, you know, one of the things that's happening, I think he's going to, and David's going to call back, but what's the situation in the VA right now, Congressman? Is it getting,
well,
is it, does it look like it's
being
getting
made
better?
In the global aspect here, I mean, it is, you know, the in Washington, the president has initiated, and Congress as well, we keep trying on that and getting better personnel in there. We're funding it. No one's cutting the VA. And so we're seeing some of the reforms kick in place on Veterans Choice. And everybody says, well, Veterans Choice never worked for me, and I don't want to privatize VA. Like, well, that isn't really what's happening, but I don't know why somebody wouldn't want Veterans Choice. It's just a matter of making the program more refined and work the way it was intended with what Congress laid out. And the VA, you know, under the previous regime, resisted it. And they were, you know, they would waylay appointments and say, well, you're not eligible for that, until we finally went to the one of the regional meetings and says, oh, that's eligible, it's eligible. I'm like, okay, then how come you guys aren't allowing it? Well, you know, it's like that. So now we have, the leases are up on some of the VA buildings, so they're going to go to a larger one in Reading and all this. So what my assurances I need is that not, you guys don't just get a bigger building, but you're going to staff it up fully with a doctors and staff they need, not just VA police hassling people out in the parking lot over where they have a dog in their car or whether, you know, they parked correctly. So I want veterans to receive the help they need and not the usual runaround that they can get a high percentage of these days. So, you know, it makes me mad. No, it makes you mad, Carl, and we're
making
progress on it.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this, Doug, is choice program has worked well for me. And I've talked to a couple other people it's worked well for. Now, there's others that do have a problem, but it has saved me literally hours and hundreds of miles of driving being able to use the choice program. And I think it's something that needs to continue. I don't think it's there to take the place of the VA, and that was the fear from a lot of people. Oh, no, we're just going to do away with the VA. I don't agree with doing away with the VA, but I do agree with, you know, it's kind of like being able, if there's not enough room at the VA clinic, then let's let people be seen by doctors in our region.
It would seem like
area.
VA would be relieved to not have long lines and fake lists. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, thank you for taking some of the load off here until we can catch up. And
it makes sense.
I would like to see VA refined down to something that is more focused on the unique issues that veterans have and not every single procedure or test or whatever you need. Let the local guy or gal be able to do that. It doesn't necessarily, and if they want to have the choices of the VA, if they like that culture, if they like that, then that's fine. No one's taking that away. But there's a lot of misnomers, though. You're going to privatize, and those are, again, usually the internet talking points you get put out. Just like this monument thing for federal lands here, turning federally owned, if the federal government does really own land, right? That's a different philosophical question. But
not supposed. I don't think
turning it into
to.
Monuments and say if we downsize these monuments, like the president and Ryan Zinke and I advocate, downsizing them means it's all going to turn from federally owned land to private land. And like, no, that takes a whole separate deal. This is not what's being proposed. It's just taking the hands-off, stay-out approach that monuments and wilderness areas usually end up with, so you can't go in and manage it, you can't do forestry, you can't do hunting or enjoying the off-roading or whatever, because now it's this highly protected area. And so when they put these million-acre monuments in place, then that means pretty much you're going to be cut off from doing anything mankind and even necessary things like timber management. So no, when you put when you downsize a monument, like it's being talked about with the Sierra Cascade one up north here, straddles California and Oregon, it just merely means it's still going to be in federal land for them to mismanage. It isn't going to be privatized and sold off. So people can hear that or they can't. You know, a lot of the town hall, they can't hear that because they're too busy, you know, running the talking points. But, when the truth of this stuff gets out, it isn't that scary. So, and we're not No one's saying eliminate the VA. Let's give the veteran the choice, man. I mean, to go locally.
We've got other.
I've got other.
I got a comment in here said it works for works for this person too. Let's go to the phones here. Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you're on. You're on live.
Yeah, good morning, Carl and Mr. LaMalfa. Anyhow, 4 or 5 years ago, Mr. LaMalfa, I brought a problem to you about having power. I have friends that have water power, and they sell it to PG&E and stuff, and they were having trouble getting contracts because state of California and the federal government decided water power by generation is not green power anymore. And I brought them to you 2 or 3 times. And by the second and third time, you just walked away and had nothing to say to us. Where are you going to bet the people here in your state that are selling power to these people and keep helping them get contracts instead of letting them hang and making them fight it by themselves? And all they're doing is saying, well, you need oil or you need hog fuel, you need 2 systems, not just one, to be green fuel anymore. I'd like to know your answer on that.
Thank you, Bob.
I don't know about just walking away at something now. Maybe we were having a conversation and it was, you know, excuse me, time to leave or time to do something else. I don't usually walk off from people unless they're being rude. So the situation is, on one of the very first bills I carried as a state legislator, was to have all hydropower recognized as green renewable power. You know, if a raindrop falls behind a dam, it can be turned into electricity through a turbine. Well, California has stupid rules that say that if the power plant is larger than 30 megawatts, then it doesn't count as renewable. So that's silliness. I ran the bill, and the Democrats defeated it. So it's a conversation I always have and talk of in terms of renewables, that we should recognize all hydropower as renewable and help that meet this, this, I think, unneeded mandate that 50% of our power has to come from renewable. Why not just have power come from where it best comes from, at the best price and is best for the consumer? And if people want to do the, pie-in-the-sky thing with what they're calling renewable power, then they can pay extra for it on their own, but not force it on everybody.
So so there's nothing the feds can do to make California see that hydro is a green, is renewable?
Well, at some point the 10th Amendment comes in where we can't force the states to do things. I mean, you know, they're on a roll in Sacramento with the defined federal government. We can do things through FERC, you know, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, of making it available, but California is on a jihad to tear out hydroelectric dams up on the Klamath right now. And up through the Obama administration, they were also signed onto it as well. We're doing what we can to stop that, because that's even less renewable power from 4 existing dams that they want to tear out arbitrarily because they think it's going to help a fish population. And it isn't. They're going to release 20 million cubic yards of silt that is behind those dams that's going to ruin that river for at least 3 years, which is the entire cycle of the fish that they claim they're trying to save.
Congressman, do you think – I'm going to change subjects totally here because, frankly, I agree with you on those. So the Trump administration gives a feeling like it's like it's going from one side to the other, that it's not focused, that it's – that some of the things that are being said, you know, by one side of the Trump group is being fought by the other side of the Trump group. What's the feeling back there in Congress about this? Are y'all having problems with
there's
signals?
There's repeating problems in that administration, like most any new administration, and it's all under the heavy magnifying glass of a deceptive that wants to divide and wants to have, you know, I mean, every day they wake up, the L.A. Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, and talk all day about what's wrong with Trump, what's wrong with Melania wearing spike heels getting onto the airplane to go down to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we talk
all
about
day
that.
Long, every day, this is what they do. So I call them out on it. I was in an L.A. Times interview a while back, and I called them out on it. So there's a lot of nonsense going out, and I'm putting up with less nonsense personally.
Well, but so you, what you're saying then is that things that go on with every administration is just being magnified so much that.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yes,
I think that the fact he's making changes, I have no problem with that, with him making changes, because a lot of times the people that get you into power are not the people that you want to have governing with you. So, in other words,
Some people are better field marshals than they are daily managers, right?
That's right. So, you got tactical people and you got strategic people, you know. So the tactical people got them into the office. Strategics are the type you're going to have to keep with you. Like Kelly.
Bannon might be stronger on the outside with what he's doing here.
It could be.
Yeah, I was really sad to see Gorka go because I thought he was pretty good. So, you know, they're having some issues and stuff. And people are worried, like, oh, the liberals are infiltrating the administration. Well, the bottom line is what policy gets made, what policy gets done. He came out the other day with a tougher on Afghanistan situation, which also had a piece for making Pakistan more accountable. You know, Pakistan part of the time is trying to act friendly with us, yet they're harboring all these, a big part of the problem of who's causing the terrorism. So, you know, I think he laid it down on that, and I think as far as Afghanistan goes, who wants to be there forever? But he came from the angle on that. It's like, look, we're not going to announce the date where you depart, okay? I mean, what Marine says, yeah, we're going to leave tomorrow, and you guys go ahead and start gearing up. So just... He's making good policy. He's downsizing these monuments and calling it as he sees them. That makes people uncomfortable. And, you know, a lot of conservative friends or Republican friends, could you stop talking? Like, well, tell him that because he probably believes, and there's a certain amount of credence to it, that he got elected by not acting like the rest of the herd back there. So, you know,
why are Republicans attacking him that are in office?
Because I think they're trying to go to the front of the camera and make a name for themselves.
Okay. Well,
you know, they're trying to look a little holier than thou, and they're, I don't know, some of them come from marginal districts there where they have to straddle the fence on things, and, you know, I just think if you don't have anything constructive to say about the people that are on your side, then just keep your mouth shut. You know, just Ronald Reagan's 11th Amendment, they'd call it. Just sit it out, you know. But
do not speak.
You know,
do
by
not
and large,
speak
the president
badly.
With his policies going in the right direction. So, you know, people worry about what he says all the time. Well, you know, whatever.
Look, Congressman, I got three more things, and we got 10 minutes left. And I want to throw them out, and you can take them in any order. Tax reform.
We'll be doing that in September or in October. We don't have a deadline for it, unlike we do with some other things like. Funding the government has to be done before the end of September, but it's up next on the plate. We definitely want to accomplish that because that is a real catalyst, a kickstarter for the economy when you can repatriate dollars that are stuck overseas due to high, very, very high rates of taxation that would affect business, bring it back home, bring it home on a rate that is comparable with other Western countries. And bring these folks home. They would like to be here. They'd like to employ American workers. That's very extremely important, as well as for small business and the whole concept of what you earn actually belongs to you to begin with, not to the government. So we're going to be pushing hard on that. It's very important.
Will there be teeth in that, if they don't want to come home, to kind of like give them some really harsh incentives to do that?
The teeth are already there to chase them out with the environmental law, with litigation, with
to chase them out. But
so do we want to, like... round them up or something. I don't believe in that in a free country. That if you want to exit because of that, then you know it's I think it's our problem as a government for causing them to exit.
Okay. Second one, infrastructure. He promised infrastructure, which I think is just an outstanding idea. I think that really resonated with America.
Build, build, build. You know, we don't have a particular bill. A lot of things are being talked about. You know, with basically he wants to focus on the things that are going to help people the most. It's the highways, whether it's new lanes or reconstructed lanes, like such as the right lane of I-5 in a lot of areas, rebuilding bridges, widening. It's just, you know, a boost to having that local ability to move raw materials or finished products or people or tourism through our area and other areas. And, you know, we have a really big project that's extremely important down here on Highway 70. We've had 13 deaths occur on this stretch of road between Oroville and Marysville that we're in a bipartisan basis. You know, it's Mr. Garamendi over there on the other side looking really hard at that, because this is becoming just, there's another tragedy every month on this two-lane highway that needs to happen. So that's just one small thing. Our levee projects, you know, flood control needs to be brought up to a standard of at least a 100-year flood level protection, whatever, you know, whatever 100-year means. But solid levees, obviously water construction, water storage construction, sites reservoir, been talking to you about that ever since I've been around. And I think that's coming to a head. The voters passed a bond for that to actually build water storage. So the federal government can have a role in that as long as it doesn't strangle it. Other water projects. So those are the basics. And then killing high-speed rail. I mean, it's still going on in California, and it's going to be, you can build 20 dams for the cost of what high-speed rail will do.
Can the feds kill that?
We can kill further funding. Supposedly the funding that was given away in the Obama era is stranded and can't be taken back. But I don't know. I still subscribe to the idea. Congress makes the laws. If we pass a law, we can, and the president signs it, that should supersede a contract somewhere. We'll have to probably pay to get out of the contract. But you know, stop tearing down long-time infrastructure down in the Central West with people like for this stupid rail that is going to at best, service 1%. I saw a recent stat. It might reduce auto traffic in California by 1%. Okay? That's their optimistic number for $100 billion. We don't have the money. No one can afford to ride it, and it isn't going to hit the marks. So that's just one thing. Go ahead.
Okay, last one. I guess it's kind of a combination one, but the last one is the wall. There's somebody says they've got the wall tied into the defense bill. I think I read that. But what's, you know, the wall was something else that resonated with a lot of people.
Yeah, well, that's common sense to defend your borders. You know, part of it takes a wall. Part of it takes a fence. You know, some of the areas there may not be as conducive to a wall, then so use other technology, use other patrols, whatever it takes. But we need to control our border from illegal immigration, from possible terrorism moving back and forth, from the drug trades, all that stuff that's going on, and it's a no-brainer. And to say, well, it'll cost money. Like, well, Mexico pays for it, or it doesn't. Or, you know, I don't know what the mechanism will be with dollars sent home being taxed or what have you. We will save money for the billions that the wall would cost within just a few short years just by not having the cost of illegal immigration and all the other threats that come from a porous border. It's just, yeah, we need to do it, and we need to do it today.
Okay. Well, gosh, you finished that up. We've still got 3 minutes left, 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, blaze away. What
okay. Pharmaceutical reform, pharmaceutical companies reform. They are advertising billions and billions of dollars every day on TV shows and other places. Is that a place to reform?
I've been contemplating a bill to pull the drug ads off TV, or at least shorten the ads. You know, you ever watch one of these ads that are about 2 minutes long, and they spend about 85% of the time telling all the ways it'll kill you, or ask your doctor if this is right for you. Tell your doctor if you have this, if you have that, if your cat might be pregnant, or, you know, I mean, it's just, it's insulting. It's stupid. So they didn't used to be on TV, so I don't know how much their ad costs are versus, you know, research costs. We can also reform the areas where what it takes to bring the drug to market. You know, obviously they need to be tested and under the guidelines. We could learn from the FDA regulations as to what is unnecessarily holding up and driving costs up.
So you're on the side then of reformation of how the pharmaceutical companies are doing business then?
Yes, sir. I mean, again, the silly ads. I mean, you can't hardly watch the news without one ad is for a drug, the next ad is for a lawyer firm that's suing over a medical device or the drug. So
my favorite one was the one that said projectile vomiting and uncontrollable diarrhea at the same time. And I'm thinking, why would you want to take a pill that does that?
Well, see, the doctor, these are prescription items, so why don't you listen to your doctor, what he or she has to say about what you need with compared with your conditions, what other medications you might be taking, instead of saying, hey, doc, I saw an ad on TV for Blaxoplax, and they think it might be right for me. What do you think? So the doctor, who only has 15 minutes with you due to their health insurance and the mess we have these days, is spending 5 minutes trying to talk you off of taking a drug that you saw on TV. So I think I can see an ad across the room right now. I'm watching Fox News, and you know, it just never stops. So there's plenty that can be done. See, and that's the whole thing with the whole health insurance thing. Little has been done to reform the cost of doing business. It's just trying to pave over with other people's money to say, well, we don't care what the rates are of how they're going up on buying drugs or what it takes for a doctor to run his or her office or a hospital. We'll just pave over it with other people's money. That's a little bit like college tuition here. Well, we'll just take care of it by giving you student loans and you're 200 grand in debt by the time you get out. And you'll never be able to buy a house because of all that, because nobody cares how much the cost of
Congressman, we're running out of time, but what you said is exactly right. It's right now everything is how we can just pay for this instead of how do we reform the cost of health care. And I hope the next time you're on, if it's not even earlier, is we can talk about that one. How do we reform the cost of health care?
Getting the litigation and the lawyers out of it is a big short version.
Well, that's one of them. I don't think there's other ways, too. Okay, Congressman
Doug
LaMalfa.
There's plenty of other stuff. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what, Congressman, thank you so much. You're always available to the people out here, and you're the only one of the Republicans that I know of that's actually having town halls. So.
Yeah, we had five of them. You know, Chico's pretty nasty. The other ones had their mix here, but we've always had them. We're not afraid of them. I usually like the thing because it's getting out there with people, and you know, if you got a constructive conversation, that's great. So we'll keep doing them, and we'll see you around at one of these days. Okay,
you bet. Come on up here. All right, thanks a lot, Congressman. All right, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Let's say it one more time, 111, 114. It's going to be 114 on Monday. The air quality is going to be bad because of all the flames and fires out there. It doesn't mean that, you know, when the wind's shifting that you can't go out and have a good time, but just be aware of all this. Everybody, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. No, I won't.
Is the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding?